T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Watch the sunrise, new day's dawn. And it's calling you and me. Where the mighty Mississippi flows by Memphis, Tennessee. We've got woodlands, fields and water. Hey, there is no better way. You can find out all about it all Outdoors with Larry Ray. Make some time, take the family, ask a friend, but don't delay. Listen up and learn about it all. Outdoors with Larry Ray.
Good Saturday morning, and welcome to another exciting edition of Outdoors with Larry Ray on 790 The Bet. Brought to you proudly by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Larry Ray.
Good Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Larry Ray Show, and this is not the voice of Larry Ray. We want to thank everybody who's coming in studio today for today's tribute to Larry Ray. And I want to introduce everybody, including myself. It's Brad Carson. I'm the program director here at 790 AM. But also in studio today to remember Larry and to celebrate the outdoors and the life of Larry are a bunch of people, including Gene. Gene is with us, the longtime host of this show and co-host of the Larry Ray Show. Gene Smith, say hello.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you? Good morning. Good Saturday morning to you.
We started downtown on Union Avenue.
Oh, we're getting it started on Union Avenue today.
Yeah.
Excellent. From Union Avenue to East Memphis, we're going to cover it all today.
Yeah, there you go.
Also joining me is a longtime colleague of Larry at the Commercial Appeal, Phil Stukenborg. Phil, good morning to you as well, sir.
Good morning, and I can also throw in the Union Avenue connection. 495 Union was Larry and my home for many, many years.
You know, I found out the other day at Larry's memorial service, and I didn't know this. Phil, you know this, and this is obvious to most longtime Memphians, that the Press Cemeter and the Commercial Appeal were in the same building for the longest time. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I started at the Press Cemeter, and we were on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
And then Commercial Appeal was on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and believe it or not, we'd be on the same elevator, but we competed for stories.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you didn't swap business stories. You just said, you know, swapped other stuff, family stories.
It was incredible to, you know, see someone you had just gone to the same event and you didn't say a word except hello.
Well, I'm excited to have you in studio, Phil, and I know Larry would be touched by both of y'all being here. And Gene, I appreciate you bringing up the reference to Union Avenue because it goes back to the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And then we've had the pleasure here at 92.9 and 790 of having Larry on our airwaves on 790 AM specifically with Shelby for the last 25 years in total. And this would have been the 25th anniversary of Larry's show here on 790. And that's why we're bringing Phil and Gene together, and we're going to have a bunch of stuff here. Before I get to our lineup, I'd also like to introduce family and friends in studio here, including Miriam Ray is here. Miriam, if she's in the background here, if you want to walk, if you'd like to come over and to the microphone. I know that it's not the same today, but it's just a pleasure to have you. And what's it been like for the last 2 weeks to see just how special your husband was and is?
I can't say how much
I love
Larry and what a great guy you are.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in today. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He loved this.
He loved this.
He loved it. He really did. He started saying it may be my time for him to retire, but he just couldn't. He liked it too much. So.
Well, and I appreciate it. I know it's an emotional time. I couldn't help but be overwhelmed by seeing 1,000+ people in line last week over at the Baptist Church for his service and celebration of life, really.
Yeah.
And we had colleagues and friends and family from church, from local, from Arkansas, from across the state.
Everywhere.
I was overwhelmed, and I'm sure you have been as well.
Well, I kind of inspected it. Just. He knew so many people. He never met a stranger.
No.
You know, he never had an enemy that
I don't think I ever heard him say a foul word ever, even though the rest of us here at the radio station probably said too many.
Yeah. No, he did not. He was just a great guy.
Terrific. He lived to do this radio show, so that's why I think we're all here today.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate y'all coming in to watch. And thank you, Miriam.
You.
Also with you today, your son, Jason is here. Jason, if you'd like to come over, his wife Tammy is also in studio with us. Jason, thank you for your time as well. I know it's also a hard time. Were you also overwhelmed by what you saw last week over at the church and in the memorial?
Not at all. I mean, we couldn't walk anywhere in town. We couldn't go into a restaurant or anywhere without, as soon as we sit down at the table, somebody's like, Larry Ray, hey!
Yeah.
You know, so.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In school, I got bombarded by every single coach at the school, what sport are you going to play? I know your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a burden as well, though, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you've handled it amazingly, and I appreciate y'all sharing Larry with us all these years.
We appreciate you guys doing this.
The guys like Larry and Phil and Gene, but Larry specifically, 25 years doing radio, writing for the Commercial Appeal, writing prep specifically, we're going to listen to Jeff talk about this in a second, what the commitment level to that is. And also, I want to give a shout out to Larry's only granddaughter who's here today, Allison. So Allison is here before I forget. Allison, thank you for coming. Where I was going with this is the commitment that Larry and preps writers specifically make. And our colleague, Phil, and the rest of us have here is Jeff Calkins, who does the show across the hall here. I want to listen to this clip before we get into the rest of the lineup, which will include David Boyd after we hear from Jeff. David is longtime colleague and editor, Commercial Appeal, worked with Larry now at the Daily Memphian. Bill Cooksey, who's used to host this show, is with the Legends of Outdoor Hall of Fame, Tennessee Wildlife Federation, lives over by Jackson. He's going to be on with us by phone today. David Beal will join us. He's been hosting this show. Gene, David's done a pretty good job hosting here.
Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah. So David's going to join us by phone. He couldn't be in studio, so we appreciate you all being with us, Gene. Don King is going to be by phone with us. Don, of course, is now the chief, and Don wanted me to say this, he's now the chief multimedia director, not just the director with the Tennessee Wildlife. He's going to join us later, and Guy Trebo will join us
as well. He also wrote our theme song.
So he's the voice that you heard before we started here on Saturday.
This is Don King, your Tennessee Wildlife.
Don's been doing it a long time, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember Larry asking him, will you do a theme song? Of course, who could refuse Larry Ray, you know? And sure enough, he wrote the song and it described everything that Larry does,
And he did, I think, Larry could get anything from anyone, it seems like. He could get money out of the bank if he looked at it.
And he loved to give things, too. I remember we used to have a live radio show. We had with one guy named Howard Martin. We was going to put him on the standby because he had one of the speed dials. He called in every show, and we finally had to tell him, look, you're going to win something every 3-4 months, you know.
He won too much.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
He has on speed dial. I like the talking to people that way, too.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what happened to Bill Dance. He changed the whole thing.
He did. And I think that Larry doesn't get that kind of credit. Bill Dance obviously gets plenty of credit, and don't get me wrong, is the face of outdoors. But without guys like Larry doing what they do day in and day out, both with the outdoor world and with the preps earlier on with Phil, I don't think our prep scene and our sports writing would be the same. So let's listen to this first from Jeff Calkins the other day on our sister station, 92.9. We're on Outdoors with Larry Ray, the tribute show on 790 right now.
Larry Ray died. Larry was, I was talking to my friend Zach McMillan about this last night. And of course, he did the radio show here.
Yep.
The outdoor show here. But Larry, when I got to the CA in 96, Larry was the outdoors writer. But he had been the prep writer for years and years and years and years before that. And Zach and I were talking about this. And the way Zach phrased it is that Larry probably touched more lives with his writing than anyone over the last 50 years in Memphis. But what Larry wrote about was, for decades, the kid who caught a touchdown pass, the kid who scored a goal in soccer, the pitcher who threw a three hitter, all of that. The whole key to writing about preps is being everywhere, knowing everyone, and getting everyone's name in the paper.
Yep.
That's
and having a very deep phone of people that will call you to make sure that
people
you can,
who trust you.
Correct.
And Larry was out there and he did that. And among other things, he and John Ganazzo started the Best of the Preps ceremony at the CA, which was to recognize high school athletes and coaches, and became a really big deal. And again, it was lifting up people who don't necessarily always get the spotlight shown on them. And so then when he stopped being the prep writer, and that's a hard gig to leave, because once you're good at it, no one wants you to stop, because you're good at it, you know everybody, and it is really hard. But once he stopped being the prep writer, what did he do? He became the outdoors writer. And so instead of writing about the kid who threw the three hitter, or the girl who scored the key goal in soccer, he was writing about the guy who caught the big bass. You know, he was who bagged the giant deer, or who liked the places. It was a whole universe of people. Just think about the outdoors in the Mid-South, a whole universe of people who don't necessarily get their names in the paper otherwise. And Larry was doing that. And there, just like in the world of preps, he did the Best of the Preps ceremony. Here, he took over which was a fixture in this town forever, the Fishing Rodeo. Also was sponsored by the CA, the Fishing Rodeo. And it was just an unbelievable deal where you would get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids out there fishing. And he and Bill Dance did it. And again, Larry touched. And then here's the thing. After he left the CA, he didn't put his feet up. He just wanted to keep telling stories. And so he and I'm sure Brad Carson could talk endlessly about what he did here at Odyssey, because then he just started telling, then he just had more stories to tell. He was working basically until the day he died telling stories. And anyone, the other thing about Larry is anyone will tell you that he was a man of profound, deep faith. He never, Bobby Hall, who was a colleague of mine at the CA as well, he said when things would get really hot, and you know, reporters can use some salty language, And the most Larry would ever say was cowabunga. Like, that was about it. And then at the end of one of these nights, you'd be in there on a Friday night when back then we would, you know, cover 32 prep games. You'd have people calling in scores. You'd have people, and someone had to type them up the game stories. You'd have other people come driving in from Germantown to type in their story, or driving in from Orange Mound to type in their story. And you'd have whatever, all these game stories, trying to get into the 17 different editions of the newspaper back then. And Larry was always, you know, I say, this is real newspapering. This is real newspapering. And he was a real newspaper man. Was Larry Ray. As more and more of my old colleagues from the CIA pass away, it's one of the sadnesses is that the place where we worked, and I don't mean that the CIA is still there and there's still people doing good work, but that the entity that was the CIA, the big municipal newspaper that covered everything and that everyone read and whatever, it is no longer. And people like Larry, who just reveled in real newspapering, are a vanishing breed. He was absolutely one of the hardest working, dogged, nicest, and most impactful journalists that we've had in this city, over the last five decades. And he passed away over the weekend. My thoughts to Miriam and all who loved Larry. And that is a big, big, big list of folks who loved Larry.
And that is Jeff Calkins on our sister station, 92.9, talking about Larry Ray. Before I go on and we set up the rest of the show, I also want to send a special shout out to the person, and I want her to come on microphone here, Shelby McCall, who is in this studio day in and day out and has done this show with Larry. I think it's been 7 or 8 years, Shelby.
It's been about 7 or 8.
And it's the best it was ever when you were producing it. And we're better you having done it this last 7 or 8 years. I think Larry would say the same thing. And he used to tell me that you're the only person he could get you probably to pick up a trumpet, I guess, and put it in a studio and be on the radio with him.
That's what he wanted. He found out that I could play. And then he was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he played the trumpet also.
He did play the trumpet.
Played the trumpet back in the day.
Yeah. Which I heard that during the service last week. So you were both musicians. So
at some point, yeah.
Yeah. terrific job to you. Terrific job to Jeff on that piece on 92.9. Phil Stukenborg is in studio with us. Gene Smith is in studio with us. And we're going to have more guests, including David Boyd, who will join us after the break. You're listening to the Larry Ray Tribute Show here, Outdoors with Larry Ray on 790 AM.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.